every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Lance Storm is going to be joining us here today, which is good, because this Thursday is the debut of TNA Impact on AMC. And there's a lot of TNA news that we got to get into here today. And so we're going to talk about that with Lance. Fill him in on some things, since he usually has no idea what's going on. So we'll talk about some changes, some re-signings, and plenty more in advance of the January 15th AMC debut. We've also got my favorite show, NXT, is on tonight. We'll give you a preview of that. Dynamite is coming up on Wednesday. Raw was last night. And, of course, in just over a week, I guess about 9 days from now, there will be a Saturday night's main event. We have two matches announced for that show, and that is the build to the Royal Rumble, which is coming up in Saudi Arabia. So we'll tell you about what happened on Raw last night and a bunch of other news as well, including the announcement of some new names for the New Japan New Beginning USA 2026 show. The Beast Mortos, we got to congratulate here today. Update on an NXT wrestler who is scheduled to be back soon, maybe even tonight for all we know. And Takeshita, he's got a title match coming up and plenty more. Also, we're going to talk to Lance about the article on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com for subscribers. It was mostly a look at the win-loss records of WWE wrestlers in 2025, but also some notes on how many matches people worked. Who worked the most matches of anybody in WWE in 2025? And how many matches was that? We got a lot to talk about today. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at vaxassist.com. That's vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. We got a lot of news to talk about. Did you see the article Dave wrote on the front page yesterday?
I believe so. For some reason, he emailed it to me before it went up. So I think I read the same one.
Well, there's a lot of interesting notes in this. One in particular I want to talk to you about. So anyway, it's basically a look at everyone's win-loss records in WWE. And it's funny because there's not really a lot to learn from the win-loss records other than if you're a babyface, you win more. If you're a heel, you lose more. With, you'll never guess, one notable exception. The most losses in WWE over the course of 2025 were all heels. Roxanne Perez, Shiloh Hill, Lainey Reed, Fallon Henley. Except for number five, the fifth most losses in WWE in 2025, Javon Evans. Which I find funny. He had 30 losses in 2025. And you might be thinking, well, you know, that's not too many losses. But he had more matches than many people in WWE over the course of the year. Did you see who had the most matches? Who wrestled the most matches in WWE in all of 2025?
I don't recall. I skipped over the win-loss stuff because I could care less who's winning or losing, but I did read the most matches and so forth, but I don't recall.
Okay, well, before I get into who had the most matches in all of 2025, I want to look back quickly at the Iron Man winners by year. These are the people who had the most matches in WWF/WWE starting in 1984. I'm not going to go over all of them. But for those of you that remember, like, the schedule in the 80s, and, you know, Hulk Hogan said we wrestle 300 days a year, or I think he said he wrestled 400 because he went back and forth time zones. In history, the most matches during that period that anybody worked in a calendar year was 1987. Macho Man Randy Savage. Yes. How many matches did he have in 1987?
Me, or?
Yeah, what do you think?
I think it was like 220.
208.
Oh, okay.
And that was the most of anybody. So the next time you hear somebody say they wrestled 300 times in 1988, they did not. The most anyone ever. Actually, no, I'm sorry. I got to go back a little further. Greg Valentine in 1985 did do 235 matches. 235. So that is the most matches that anybody ever worked in a year. And the closest we can come to in the modern era.
But also, because this is a pet peeve of mine, so anytime you hear a old wrestler saying, I've had 10,000 matches, keep in mind that the busiest guy ever was 230, so you would need 40 years of never being out injured at that pace to hit 10,000.
Yes.
So whoever says that is full of it.
So in the modern era, post-boom period, the most matches that anybody ever wrestled in a calendar year actually was 2013 at Daniel Bryan, 232 matches.
Wow.
Wrestled the most matches in 2013. I mean, as recently as 2016, Dean Ambrose, John Moxley did 202. And then, of course, everything changed around COVID. And interestingly enough, all the way through 2024, the Iron Man and or woman, there was an Iron Woman in 2020 COVID year. Asuka did 64 matches. But even last year in 2024, when they started limiting the schedule, Cody Rhodes still wrestled 106 matches. So now let's look at 2025. The Iron Man, and it was a man, of 2025, the person in WWE who had the most matches over the course of the entire year, LA Knight, with 64.
That's it.
The man with the most matches over the course of the year, LA Knight, with 64.
Mike.
Everyone else in the entire company wrestled less than 64 matches.
My second year in the business, I did 60 or 62, and I thought I was crawling and never working.
64 matches. So anyway, that's the story. And total wins, total losses, total matches. Okay, so there's also a total match column. And it's astounding. And obviously some of these people were injured. But like Asuka, I guess she was injured. I think she came back this year. But she had 22 matches in the entire year. Bayley had 38 matches in the entire year. Aleister Black, 19.
Well, that was one thing on Raw. They said that Gunther's win-loss record was 63-6 in his 4 years in WWE. That's 69 matches in 4 years. That's 17 and a quarter matches per year. How is that possible?
Well, who do you think wrestled a lot of matches? Chelsea Green? 35 the entire year.
Well, when they're not doing a lot of house shows.
Let's see.
You do a lot of promos and interfering as your spots on television.
El Grande Americano, 33 over the course of the entire year.
Is that both of them put together?
Yeah.
So they each had half of those?
Dragon Lee, 36. Tonga Loa, 17. Rey Mysterio, 20. Ethan Page was an Iron Man, 42. Cody only wrestled 35 matches the entire year. Rhea, 35 the entire year.
I had 29. Actually, I had more than that. I had like 31 or 32 matches in October of 1993.
Yeah.
See, Tiffany, catch.
Tiffany Stratton, 29 over the course of the entire year. Buddy used to tell me about when they had those tours of the Maritimes where they go 30 straight days. 30 in a month. Tiffany Stratton, 29 in a year. And Sami Zayn, 39. So, yeah. Javon Evans, 57 matches and 30 losses as a baby face.
Ouch.
Even Max is like, that sucks. But anyway, obviously, as you look at these numbers, you know, Dave, he also did a deal, you know, a few weeks ago where he was looking at the injuries. And, you know, at the most recent time he did it, it was weird. Like, initially he goes, AEW's at 14% and WWE's at 8. And then last night he tried to claim they were the same because there were some people that he missed or whatever. They're not the same. In fact, some of the people that he missed He had listed as injured in WWE, and they weren't actually injured. So at least at this point, there are more injuries in AEW than WWE. But there are injuries in both places. And if you compare it to, you know, previous years, we're talking like, you know, obviously AEW's only been around since 2019. But the point of this is, it's not like there are less injuries today when everybody works 32 matches over the course of a year than there were when people were wrestling over 100 matches a year. And obviously the question is, you know, shouldn't the injury rate go down when you're doing less matches? And sure. I believe I know why. And I think you probably have your ideas why as well. But we only have a minute here. What do you think is the main reason that injuries are the same or worse with less dates?
Well, I think with fewer dates, the big thing is guys have more time to think of stuff to do. And if you're not going to wrestle for several weeks, you want to get all your stuff in. Like when you're wrestling every single day, there isn't that panic to get all the ideas and all the cool things you did or thought of on TV first. And then obviously match standards as far as physicality and creativeness is at an all-time high. Now, again, the business will continue that direction. It's not like they're doing something that my generation didn't do in the generation before me, but with the pressure to stand out with the quality of match, you're going to do more. And when you know this might be your only match this month, you want to do everything you possibly can. But if you have 30 matches that month, it's like, I'll spread this around or I'm going to end up broken.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Lance Storm. I think that the bigger issue of the two, if I had to pick one, is, you know, we've seen a lot of wrestlers that have taken a tremendous amount of time off. And they come back and, you know, they don't get hurt in their first match. They're fine. You know, there's maybe a small degree of ring rust. But I do think that the bigger issue is if you have to wrestle 3 or 4 days a week, you're pacing yourself and you're being very careful about what you're doing. This is a non-wrestling analogy, but I do got to bring this up. I started this program. I'm doing this app. And it's got this program, and it's like, it's a 4 day a week. It's like kettlebells and weights and everything. And you get 3 days off. It's like three on, one off, one on, two off. It's 4 days a week. So I got sick in December, and I went to Cannon Beach for a week. So I ended up 2 weeks behind. And the app just keeps going. Like, if you don't do it, it just moves on to the next one. So in order to, like, fulfill the 24 weeks, I got to go back and try and catch up. So I decided at the beginning of the year, I'm going to catch up. So that means I'm Mr. No Days Off, like
Fred Rosser.
So it was like, okay, well, doing the math, I got to do like, I forget what it was. I got to go like 3 straight weeks of working out every single day. Now, I'm 50, bro. So there's only one way to do this. I got to be careful. And so if it's like, should I use the 30-pound kettlebell or the 25? I'm going to use the 25. So, and I haven't gotten hurt. I've been fine. Because when you know, look, I got to work out tomorrow. And then I got to work out the next day. I have to have a match tomorrow. I got to have a match Sunday. You work differently then. I got a match Wednesday, and I may not have another match until February. I'm going to go out there and like, oh, you want to do a sleeper suplex off the top? Let's do it. And not only that, I mean, I think this might be one of the reasons why there actually are slightly more injuries in AEW. In AEW, and Tony said this before, like, you know, one of his excuses for not having a full card for Dynamite is always, I got to see who's ready. Not sure who's healthy. It's like, if you do a match and like you get banged up, you just tell them you're not ready and you don't get booked. Whereas if you're Drew McIntyre, okay, like you're working, you're going to be on the show. And if they need you, they're going to use. So you have to make sure like you don't get hurt unless it's like if it's a catastrophic injury, that's one thing. But like you can't go in there and, hey, maybe I'll get a concussion in this match or maybe I'll take some risk here and tweak this. It's like you got to work a little bit differently. And, you know, it's like you mentioned during the break in the 80s. Yeah, guys did 200 shows, but, you know, a lot of those house shows, you weren't doing a lot because you had to do another. And I'm not advocating that everybody, like, be lazy, but, you know, there is a happy medium where you don't go out there and be lazy, but you go out there and you have a really good professional wrestling match, which, by the way, you know, there's a reason that professional wrestling is fake, and that is you can't go out and do a UFC fight 3 days a week. You'll die. And so you work it so that you there's the illusion that you're beating the heck out of each other, but you're actually not beating the heck out of each other. Now we're in this weird business where, hey, we actually do beat the heck out of each other. You should hear the stories I hear nowadays. And I'm not even talking stories. Like, you know, I came back in 2018 or whatever with Tom. And, boy, was that different than working in the late 90s and the early 2000s. Late 90s, early 2000s, the only time someone hit you was if they sucked or they were, like, brand new or green. You come back in you work in 2025, dude, you're just going to get hit by everybody. Good workers, bad workers, doesn't matter. They're going to clobber you unless you're like in there with Tanahashi or something, which you won't be because he's retired.
When I broke in, if you squeezed an arm wringer too tight, you'd be like, lighten up.
You're
squeezing my wrist too hard.
That was the way it used to be, and it ain't like that no more.
No. And again, you don't have to go back to that, but there is.
But you can lighten up.
Yes. I mean,
it's possible.
And the one thing that gets me, and I've talked to a friend of mine about this, it's the tendency now, and it's with a lot of green people, is that you do moves whether you do them well or not. Like the number of head kicks and knee strikes to the head done by people that just say, oh, just get your hand up, and they throw it at you without even thinking target or anything. And like, I was several years in the business and got quite good before I was comfortable kicking someone in the head. And I think now it's just head kicks and knee strikes are a thing. So everyone does it, no matter how green or how poor they are at striking. I think that's dangerous as hell.
All right. Well, we could talk about this more, but we got to do a couple of news notes. TNA is debuting on AMC on Thursday, and there is some news coming out of TNA. First off, we have some re-signings. Steve Macklin has come to terms with a contract extension. We don't know how long it's going to be, but he has extended his contract. As well as the hometown man, which it says here in parentheses is Cody Deaner.
What?
I'm not sure if that's true or not. But Deaner announced it himself on the I Love Wrestling podcast.
Well, Deaner is a big fan of the hometown man. I know that for a fact. So he's probably just promoting his good friend.
All right. Well, they both re-signed. Ali and Cedric Alexander have also re-signed. So a lot of re-signings heading into the AMC debut. We've also got the contractual status of the Rascals affecting the X Division title match.
Hey, Max.
First noted by PW Insider and Max, TNA is no longer advertising the Leon Slater-Myron Reed X Division title match for the show on Thursday. Slater is being promoted in media releases. Myron Reed is not.
Really?
And so PW Insider is claiming that Reed, Zach Wentz, Trey Miguel, and Desmond Xavier are all free agents following their contracts expiring. And it is specifically noted TNA did not pick up the options for Wentz and Miguel. So I think they're also... I guess we'll see if Leon Slater's on the show. I think there was some thought that WWE had him booked, and so he wasn't able to do it. But we shall see. But right now that match is not being advertised for the show coming up on Thursday. And they have also announced that Bully Ray will be appearing on the episode. He will be a guest commentator for the Frankie Kazarian Mike Santana TNA World Title match. So, of course, Team 3D retired after losing to the Hardys, so he will not attack the winner, hopefully. And that's what we got. So the full card at this point is... where are we here? Frankie Kazarian, Mike Santana.
World title.
World title. Not Leon Slater versus Myron Reed. And actually, my card is not updated. So what else is on it?
There is the Knockouts Tag Team title match with the Inspiration against the Elegance brand.
That's right.
There is the Hardys and Elijah against the Righteous and Ali. And... is that it?
That's
I think
it.
So. I think that's the four. Yeah, and Leon against to be determined, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out what's going on there. So, yeah, they've... So they've updated the thing. So, yeah, the official, as of today, Frankie and Santana, Inspiration Elegance brand, Elijah and the Hardys versus Order 4, and the return of AJ Styles with whatever he's going to end up doing. Which, actually, Frankie Kazarian did an interview... And I can't remember what he said, but he buried AJ. And, yesterday I was thinking, AJ is going to return. I could very easily see, like, a bunch of heels trying to screw Santana AJ showing up to run him off. Santana gets the win. Frankie Kazarian gets upset at AJ. And we end up doing, on the pay-per-view, AJ versus Frankie Kazarian. I could see that happening. But we shall see.
I'd like to think if we have AJ for a pay-per-view, we'd have more than a day and a half to advertise it.
Well, I mean, it's the AMC debut, brother. And the pay-per-view is 2 days later.
Well, yes, but...
shoot that angle, brother.
Well, I'm all for shooting the angle. I'd love to have AJ wrestle in TNA, but I would hope it's not just the next day.
We got 2 days, for being fair. WWE has made a significant change in the plan card for Mania 42. New plan, while not fully known, says that Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns now unlikely for the PLE. Yesterday, we were discussing the possibility of Drew, Cody, and Fatu in a triple threat for the title. That would not be at WrestleMania. I was pretty much told today WrestleMania is not a three-way, whatever that means. And so, they've made a change. I mean, Cody, Roman, we saw it twice. I mean, when they were rumoring Cody and Roman, it was kind of like, dude, we've seen that match. Do we really need that three WrestleManias in 3 years or whatever? I guess it'd be third straight year, right? Because Cody...
Well, they faced each other in a tag and a single at one WrestleMania. So they'd face each other twice at one
Mania. This would be the fourth WrestleMania main event they've had in 3 years or 4 years or whatever. I don't think they need it. And actually, you know, I think that Roman and Punk is a far bigger match because we haven't seen it. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was the plan for WrestleMania. And then what Cody does, what Drew does, is Sami Zayn involved? We're going to find out soon enough. But looks like Cody and Roman for the title at this point is off. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Refresh your bathroom with big savings at Lowe's. Reimagine your bathroom with up to 40% off select faucets during our Bath Savings event. Need it today? Order by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop for your bathroom refresh at Lowe's. We help, you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Same-day delivery on eligible in-stock items, subject to availability. Fees vary. Visit Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for full terms.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Talk about Raw in a moment, but a couple of other quick news notes. Congratulations to the Beast Mortos, who has finally graduated and become a lawyer. Legit. Good for him. My graduation, he said. I am officially a lawyer. Another achievement in my life. He was very happy.
He's a super nice dude. Worked with him in TNA.
Handsome man, I heard.
Sure.
Jada Parker expected back soon. I don't even know where she's been, but she's expected back. She has been working live events while being off television, so she's not hurt. Just wasn't being used. I think she was over.
That was a problem?
Yeah. It was like, do we beat her unmercifully like Javon, or do we take her off TV? Let's take her off TV. That'll solve that problem of being over.
You're more over than you're supposed
Mention
to be.
Go how away. Much I hate that NXT show. God.
I think you've mentioned it once or twice.
It's atrocious. There's a big article on the front page about a creative shakeup, and it was all Raw and SmackDown. I was angry. Like, can we shake up NXT? Please.
Well, you're the one with the power to get people's
That's true.
Programs killed. You should just fix it.
I hadn't thought about that. I should wield my power.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what did you think about Raw?
I enjoyed parts of it. I enjoyed the main event quite a bit. But I don't like the long talking promos. I just find them contrived. Like, the champs go out and talk, but they don't really have anything to say. They're just out there so that people come out and
You
do
can
the
always
challenge.
Tell someone's going to come out when they have absolutely nothing to say.
Nothing to say. Yeah, there was no reason. And the European singing, again, big pet peeve of mine. But I liked that they come up with a screw job finish in the main event that didn't involve other people.
It was very, very clever. Very clever. Io Sky and Rhea did a promo. They're interrupted by Liv and Roxanne, Bayley and Lyra, and the Kabuki Warriors. So it is the champions and three challenging teams, okay? Everybody gets into a giant brawl, and the champions beat all their asses and send them packing. I was like, so these are your top three teams? The champions beat all of you, one team on three? And they announced a triple threat for later on. That was silly, is what that was. We had some segments backstage, including Liv and Roxanne telling Finn, why are you playing so many video games? Go out there and win this title. And he said, just you watch. We had Javon and Bravo. Didn't have a lot of time, but it was a good match while it lasted. They claimed that Bravo had never appeared in Europe before. Ridiculous.
Yeah, that guy's never been to Europe before.
Well, at the same time, talking about how I think we've seen that spinning rack before from someone else. So, Javon ends up winning, believe it or not. Which, actually, I do believe, because this is exactly what I talked about all year. Guy's respected and pushed everywhere except on NXT. Gets the big win. The heels try and beat him up. He escapes. I presume that to give him something to do at this point, because he's not going to be in world title contention until he's like 30, they'll have him beat Ryo, and then they'll have him go up against El Grande, and El Grande will cheat to win, and we'll have some sort of program that Javon can be victorious in the end.
Yeah, he's in that tough spot that unless they have really big plans for him quick, he might not make the Mania cut, which means he's going to be in limbo for the next 3 months.
We had Adam Pearce with Paul Heyman. Pearce tells Heyman to tell Braun when he shows up to just turn around and go home. I'm not in the mood, he says.
He was in a bit of a mood.
He sure was. This guy's got to watch his blood pressure, brother. CM Punk came out for a promo and just basically said, you know, who's next? Who's next to the chamber? Rumble, WrestleMania. You got to go through me. Braun Breaker, he says, in the rearview mirror. Out comes Finn Balor. And Finn Balor says, you know what? I'm not here asking for a handout. You won that title, and you said, here's a list of guys I'd like to face, and my name was on that list, so I'm here to collect. And Punk says, well, I did say that, but that was also 2 months ago. Where have you been? Back there playing video games? He says, if I wrestle you, will I be wrestling you or you and the Judgment Day? And Finn says, well, let me tell you something. You don't have to worry about Dom. You don't have to worry about JD. But I won't be alone because next week we are in Belfast. And we're going to have a new Irish World Heavyweight Champion.
Can you imagine the pop if he showed up in the demon gimmick with the demon entrance in Belfast, Ireland?
He should. Then Punk apologized to the fans for not getting to see him work tonight. He said next week he was going to put him to sleep with a GTS. He's not from Belfast, by the way.
Doesn't matter. He's Irish.
Well, Liv and Roxanne versus Kabuki Warriors versus Bayley and Lyra in number one contendership. It's a good match. Maybe the best match on the show. You put Asuka in any match, and the match is like 50% to 100% better. She is so great. And my favorite part of the match, actually, was you hate all this singing. Well, Every time the fans sang Bayley's song, Kyrie danced and ridiculed them. I was entertained by that. So finally, Lyra hits a dive to the outside, then in the ring. Roxanne hits Pop Rocks. Kyrie breaks it up. Kyrie tosses Roxanne outside, but as she tosses her, Liv hits her with Oblivion, gets the pin. Saturday night's main event, January 24th, Rhea and Io versus Liv and Roxanne for the tag team titles.
Okay.
What?
No, I was thinking you said something different. That's fine.
What do you think I said?
Well, it's just, did Roxanne hit a cover on the Pop Rocks? Because
Kyrie broke it up and okay, then tossed her out.
So who was legal?
Well, actually, it was funny.
If they did a near fall on Roxanne and then Liv just hits a finish, makes a cover, one of those pins is illegal.
It's funny you mention that because they did a spot during this match where Kyrie hit the insane elbow on Lyra. Kyrie covers Lyra, and the ref says, you two aren't legal. But they were legal. There actually had been tags, and they were the two legal participants. But the referee, I don't know if he didn't see it or if he was confused at what spot it was, but everyone else in the ring acted like it was legal because they broke it up and everything like that. But that was weird.
Can you imagine, though, if this were real? Because I always laugh when I have to produce matches like this. Because we'll have to stop and go, okay, who's legal at this point? And you sort of take time to regroup and go, okay, yeah, they are. And it's like, if this was real with this three-way, three-team thing, there's no way the ref would keep track of who the hell was legal. It'd be ridiculous. You'd need like three or four referees.
You do need multiple referees. Preposterous. They announced that Becky and Maxine are wrestling again next week. Oh, my God. I think we're done with this one.
Apparently we're not.
Maxine then cut a tough girl promo, told Otis and Tozawa to go do the same. They're capable of great things. Then we had Cole interviewing Raquel. She buries Stephanie. Stephanie comes out in a walking boot surrounded by security. Security takes Raquel to the back so Stephanie can cut a promo. And then Raquel just comes back out and beats her up. It's like, yep. What? Well, security just goes, hey, go back there. We're going to go have lunch. That was stupid.
Babyface turned to the camera and basically said, challenge someone to bring it. And a woman come out and beat her for it.
That was preposterous.
It was not the best.
We had Alpha Academy challenging Jay for a tag title match. She thought they were joking. They said they were not. He said he was going to talk to Big Jim. Get back to him. Tozawa said, yeet. We had Austin Theory and Bronson Reed versus Dragon Lee and Penta. So this match had a crappy finish.
Yep.
But
especially for Dragon Lee.
Yeah, it sure did. But they covered for it by having a huge angle afterwards, so at least that was good. It wasn't just a stupid angle and we move on, or a stupid finish. So Dragon Lee does his big flip dive, wipes out Logan in theory, and then you hear people barking because they saw it first. Braun sprints down the aisle, and he spears this guy out of his body.
I've seen car accidents less violent.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And they showed another angle, and this dude smashed his head on the floor. And he got back up, and he took another spear in the ring. And then, that, like, 5 minutes later, they have a segment backstage where he's in, like, in medical. And he seemed fine. I don't know how. I don't know how he even got up. But he gets murdered. And then Adam Pearce comes out, and he's screaming at him. This distracts Pierce, and Bronson hits Penta with a tsunami. Pierce then goes after Bronson, and then Braun kills Dragon Lee again. So Pierce grabs Braun, and he spins him around. He starts yelling at him, and Braun starts screaming at him and throttling him. And they get Braun out of there, and it's a big... I mean, everybody in this angle was great. Like, Braun was full-on Scott Steiner. Adam Pierce is just a complete maniac. He's so good at getting angry. And they go backstage, and Pierce is screaming at Braun, and Braun just walks out of his office. And Pierce is going after him, and he finally just goes, you know what? You are listening to the wrong people. I'm going to give you time to think about it. You are suspended indefinitely. Get this guy out of here. And they get him out of there. And then Paul says, that was a very big mistake. And Pierce goes, you're damn right. That was the biggest mistake he's made his entire career, thanks to you. Paul goes, no, the mistake was you put your hands on him first. And then dun, dun, dun. Pierce has that look like, damn it, I did. So that's how they're going to get out of this one.
Is this the angle to move Ava up into his spot?
Hey.
I know you mentioned that once.
I mean, at some point, I'm sure she's going to.
We're not reporting that.
God, no. I don't want Pierce. God, Pierce is great at his job. Like, if Nick's they get rid of that too. Guy, he's got to get another job.
Nick's good, too.
Yeah, they both are. They're great GMs. Excellent GMs. Gunther and AJ Styles, and they're both totally different. Like, Nick Aldis wears his suit, and he's all professional, and he almost never loses his temper. Adam Pearce is constantly blowing his stack and drinking. It's a good two completely different personalities. And then Gunther and AJ. So it was a very clever finish. And you didn't figure it out till the replay. AJ's working his leg. He keeps putting him in the calf crusher, and Gunther won't submit. And finally, as the match is nearing its end, AJ puts him in it yet again. And then all of a sudden, AJ just lets go, and he goes over to the ref like he wants the ref to raise his hand. The ref's like, what are you talking about here? And he starts yelling at the ref. And then Gunther grabs this guy, powerbombs him, and pins him. And like when he first let go of the hold, I just thought somebody ran in. I'm like, oh, my God. He let go of the hole because another idiot ran in. But there's no one there. And I was like, what happened? And they show a replay, and the referee is on one side, and he's right there looking at Gunther. Like, he's in the right position to see if Gunther gives up. But Gunther, on the far side with his far arm, reaches back and taps AJ. So AJ will let go, thinking he submitted. But he didn't.
Well, he did. He just did so where the ref wouldn't see
exactly.
It.
Exactly. It was a ruse.
And did you notice AJ had another slip? Your theory keeps holding.
Yes, there was another one here where he went for a springboard and he got caught up in the ropes. And,
well, no. That's
well, he did something.
He threw his forearm, got off balance, and almost fell into the ring and
yes,
saved himself.
It was something weird like that, but, I mean.
My only critique of the match, because I really enjoyed it, AJ told the story that he would make him submit, and he forgot at one point and went for a cover.
Yeah, well, you know.
One time.
Take what you can. It was a really good match, though.
Yes.
But yes, AJ is playing the gimmick where, man, I'm not my old self anymore. Which is ridiculous, because he basically is. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hey.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Landstorm joining us here today. Are you excited for a very busy weekend?
Yeah.
TVN pay-per-view.
Debut on AMC, 9 p.m. Thursday. Be a big night for TNA. And then Genesis on Saturday in Garland, Texas.
Yeah, the TNA shows on AMC. I got it set to record on YouTube TV. Do you think it'll have an overrun that gets cut off every week or no?
I suspect we're going to try to hit our time.
Okay. That'd be really nice and professional.
That's my assumption. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah. At the very least, if you go over, you know, have them build in that overrun every week like NXT did. Like they do for
not,
all.
We're going to hear about it.
All sporting events on YouTube TV, all wrestling shows except for one, AEW. Do you know they still haven't put up the overrun for Collision yet that was last Saturday? I have no idea. It wasn't on YouTube. They didn't put it up. It's like, must not be important. Must not be important.
Got to push them Max subscriptions.
Get out of here.
Got to pay for that overrun, kid.
You know, most people just, they don't care. That's what I've learned from listening to people who tell me that they have the exact same problem on their provider. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about tonight on the show. TNA Impact from 20 years ago this week, January 14, 2006, and a state of the TNA reviews discussion. Because it appears the listeners are sick of it. So we have to figure out what to do instead, if that's what we decide to do. But I have some thoughts. So we'll discuss that tonight on the Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig and Sean show, which you can listen to YouTube, F4WOnline.com/YouTube, F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/Spotify, or F4WOnline.com. Spotify, you get video and audio now. So check that out. And that's it, everybody. We're going to wrap it up. We'll see you tomorrow with Filthy Tom. We'll start the year-end awards and plenty more. Wrestling Observer Live.